Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I was sending a tweet.
Okay. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Rob and Sean Show. It's your boy Sean and your boy Rob back again with another episode. And I brought my lovely coworker Charlie today, my friend.
How you Sean doing, doesn't have friends.
Yeah, there we go. Anyways, Charlie was just telling me about the first time she ever had sex. Rob, would you like to hear this story? I don't know. This was how she opened it with me. I don't know if she wants to share this. Would you like to hear it, Rob?
I can share again.
Sure.
she said openly she could share again. I'm just very open.
Yeah. Go crazy.
It would be kind of funny. I shared this story in a somewhat work environment, if not an actual work environment.
Yeah.
So let's actually put some context into this. I am 17 years old and I am dating this boy. I will leave him unnamed because I now know that he works with Panda Express.
First name, last name. Yeah.
Rob, as you can see, first name, last name.
Someone's first name, last name, and I'm like, Rob, shut the fuck up. I have to edit that out later.
Fun fact, I still can't pronounce my first boyfriend's last name.
You don't need to.
I've still been trying to learn because it's so interesting, but I still can't do it. anyways, I'm like 17 and I'm dating this guy who's a year younger than me, and it goes on, and then I sleep with him with my friend in the other room because we were supposed to have a party, and then everybody showed up like an hour and 45 minutes late, and I got bored, so things happened. And then
later, you just lose your virginity.
I wonder how we could.
I'm bored. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so bored. I'm gonna lose my virginity. I wish it was that easy for dudes. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. But so I got bored, and then 45 minutes later, I get called into work, and I get picked up to go to work, obviously. And then I find out like 2 weeks after he breaks up with me while I'm working the school dance for school photography, and I find out 2 weeks after that he broke up with me at the school dance, and I find out 2 weeks later that he cheated on me with my best friend 45 minutes after we had sex together.
Yeah, I told her that he was on a speed run.
Yeah, but the only thing I knew that was because my entire friend group walked in on it.
They all walked away. Everybody
that was an hour and 45 minutes late.
How big of a friend group walked in?
I'm gonna count every first name,
four,
last name ever.
Five, six, seven, eight people.
Eight people. Lovely women walked in on
not,
them.
Not women.
Eight people of a friend group walked
eight
in.
Groups
on
of, eight groups of first name, last name.
Walked in, and they all just like, oh man, that is, wow. He wanted to make sure you found out somehow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then.
That's a posse right there, if I've ever heard of one.
And then a year later, I meet this guy on Tinder who I met through one of the friends who walked in on, him and her doing it, who also happened to be dating my best friend at the time.
What a situationship I've ever heard of.
The tangled web we weave.
But he admitted to me that he's always been in love with me.
Okay, that's always fun. Yeah, that's always classic.
And still brings up the topic that if I was available, he would still, want to be in a relationship.
But that meant ill, right?
Yeah. Gross. Relationships
also,
gross.
He's still one of my best friends because he doesn't actually act on it ever.
Yeah. But he's also just like, I'm here.
Yeah. Quite literally.
No, Mike kind of wanted to bring the cat around. Well, Rob.
Okay, I won't.
Rob refuses to share his, so that's fine. But I just want it to be known he refuses to share his. But one day, when we hit episode 100, he will share his.
Oh.
That's what the people want, Rob.
No, I don't give a fuck what they want.
Episode 100. You can share it. We've all shared it. It's all terrible. It all sucks for everybody.
I don't
want to explain mine. I'm
fine.
Good.
That's fair enough. I'll let the world decide it. Fine. I won't beg for it anymore.
They can do whatever the fuck they want.
What have you been up to, man? I've been just hanging out. Charlie's been waiting for her lovely boyfriend, who's off in the Air Force right now, to come back home. What was that?
What? I've been up to nothing.
So the guys you're stuck with back home right now are just dudes that just get high and make podcasts, so literally like losers. So you're waiting for a catch right now back home. Out with her.
I still don't actually know what he does in his free time. He won't tell me.
Okay, that's a red flag song. That's sus as fuck, dude.
Like, all I know is he plays car soccer.
All right, when he comes back, just hop it on the podcast and ask him, what does he do?
I don't know if he wants to do that, but I definitely think that he should come hang out.
He should definitely come hang out.
I don't think I want him to do that, though.
I'm okay. Like, next time I'm... I mean, one of these days, I'll be out there. One of these days.
Yeah, Rob, come back up. He's high as hell right now, as you can tell, off the dab pen.
I'm not... No, no.
What have you been doing this whole time? You've been getting high watching YouTube videos, yes?
Shut up.
Yeah, no, that's what... You know what Parker was doing?
That's like a personal attack. I feel offended.
No, I know this because our other friend, Parker, was just drunk last night watching YouTube videos at midnight in a column. He said, call me.
Okay, so his 3 a.m. is different than our 3 a.m.
Hold on. Because, no, what was I doing at midnight to 1 in the morning? I was getting a text from my coworker who knows that I wanted to fuck him before I got, you know, in a relationship. And I told him all about my relationship. But at 1
wait,
in the morning.
Wait, this last night? Wait, when?
This last night. Last night at 1 in the morning. Uh-huh. So I guess this morning at 1 in the morning.
Wait, I'm going to hit this vape off. Please let her. I'm going to let her tell her.
But he texted
me. I'm listening. I got ears.
He texted me that, yo, we should hang out sometime. And I ignored it because I was half asleep and I didn't know who it was. And when I checked the account, it just said B.illicit. And I was just like, wait, what? And then I checked it again this morning.
What does it mean?
And the message was from him. And I was really confused because, like, what? I saw an account. I thought it was cool because it had to do with music and Chico. And I was like, let's go. I love that shit. Let's do it. And then I realized, wait, what? And then he hit me up saying, do you want to hang out? And then I didn't reply until 7:45 in the morning because I was half asleep. And I was again half asleep at 7:45 in the morning because I had been ripping the pen since 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Insomniacs. What are you going to do?
Rob knows I'm
valid points. These are all valid points.
Rob knows I have weird sleeping hours.
But like,
that's why I have a dab pen with me right now.
But yeah. Like, he wants to take me to the mountain. He wants to take me up to Mount Lassen, and I think he wants to do it by himself.
What mountain? What mountain is it like?
And he has a girlfriend.
That's the real red flag.
Yeah, like, I mean, you know, me.
This is just being major red flags, but also I have developed such a brother sister relationship with this man that I don't think he intends it that way. I think he genuinely just wants to take me to climb the fucking trees because I've been telling him about going up to Lassen to climb the trees for like 6 months now.
Then maybe that.
But like, I'm also absolutely terrified of being alone with a man for that long, because it's at the very least 4 hours, because that's how long it takes, or 5 hours, because that's how long it takes to get there. It's 2.5 hours both ways.
Jesus, it's so far.
It's commitment, yeah.
And so I'm just like,
I wouldn't want to drive that far with anyone.
I would
it's
with
so
him
far.
Because this man and I have an ongoing snowball fight that has lasted since October until
this
now.
This war is going deep.
And it has been the best thing that I've ever started. And we've now gotten several of the children involved at
some of the children involved.
In our battles.
We got the children involved.
What does that mean?
It gets them really into winning.
Well, tell him about your job because he doesn't know what you work for. Yeah.
So I work with autistic children.
I was just like expecting just a bunch of children on chains throwing snowballs at each other because mind was running wild over here, so I was like,
well, my job. She part time works with me at the bowling alley, but her full time job is.
Sean, you don't have a job. There's no such thing as a bowling alley.
She's part time homeless too. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as school.
No, I don't work at a school. God no, ew. No,
I'm just saying. I'm just yeah. See, all of this is yeah. She agrees. Schools
yeah,
are gross.
School isn't real.
They don't exist.
School isn't real. It's no. School's
real. Yeah.
But I work at a program.
She agrees with everything I just said. Sean agrees with everything I just said. So.
It's fine.
He's got autism too.
That's okay. I all three of us have autism. It's fine. But again, I work.
You can say whatever you
autistic
want.
Kids.
Yeah.
But like, this man and I play during the 3 hours a weekday that we work together. And then for a hot minute there, we were working 9 hours together with no, like, very little breaks. And those breaks we had, we would spend together hanging out because we were both goofballs and, like, the only two idiots that actually had worked there longer than, you know, 2 months. And so, like, it really made us bond in this very different way because previously our relationship had been very flirtatious and it was very playful and it wasn't like intended to actually end up in something as much as I wanted it to at the time. But like, seriously, what the fuck is wrong with this man? He could have come at it in a, like, such a different way, and he's still not like being flirtatious about it. Like, he's not openly flirting with me when he says these things.
Well, how did he come about it?
Let me read the, wait, message.
This is fun, Rob. I'm like, this is live tea.
Oh, fuck, wait. I need
a bigger cup for so much tea that I drink.
We need more cups.
I need more cups. I need more tea.
But it basically, he was like, yo, we should hang out soon. And this man is leaving in June.
Uh-huh.
He's leaving to go back to his hometown because he's graduated college. And so it's like, I'm really feeling like this is just him trying to build a lasting friendship before he goes, because we've been friends for so long already. It's been over a year. And so I'm really debating going up to class him with this dude. And I don't know if that's the right thing to do. And I don't have my boyfriend to consult about this.
Oh, yeah, because he's out in the military right now.
And I don't really want to call him at boot camp about this, because I don't think that he deserves to be thinking about anything like that while he's trapped and I'm not.
Yeah.
But
just don't do it then. Well, it's also, such a far trip.
I'm gonna hit
so
that,
long.
It puts me in an unsafe situation, though.
Let's hit the two. What, not going? Puts you in a
No, putting situation. It going puts me in an unsafe situation. Even if he, like if he has malicious intent and I just don't realize it, and he's going to do things regardless, I'm still in an unsafe situation. I'd be in a secluded place. We're going to the mountains by ourselves, and I would have to travel with him for multiple hours both ways. Like, there would be no escape if that happened. And
I think the idea that you're even thinking of that is why you
here's the deal, I've had those thoughts about you.
Sean, you're a terrible person. Like, yeah, you gross
life,
dirty person.
Sorry, Rob, what were you saying?
Like,
you said you're a gross dirty person.
Me?
No, absolutely not, because I've also
No, he is. No.
That's
also
fair about me.
It's okay.
It's also like with a dude and you as a woman.
Exactly. It's literally just the way it is.
How it is right now, yeah. But
can you not do that in my bag, please?
I don't know. Like, I think you
should. Yeah, see what you're doing, Sean? You're trying to do shit. See what you're doing?
What am I doing? We're sitting in. I haven't done anything to Charlie.
Oh, no, I'm talking to the dog. He was trying to sniff my laptop.
Oh, that's what he was questioning.
But for real, like, I've had these thoughts about every man, and that's what makes me so worried to go. It's just because I would be alone with a man that I have never been alone with before, other than at, you know, in a workplace setting. Because obviously, I've helped this man change diapers. He's helped me change diapers. Like, and not of infants. I mean of, like, 7-year-olds.
I feel like that's also, like, the people you least expect. I don't know. Is that why else? I don't know.
But, like, I don't want anything bad to happen. I also don't want to make my partner feel uncomfortable.
You also can't drive yourself, huh?
I could.
But you don't want to do
that. But I don't want to do that.
Got it.
Because that's 4 or 5 hours that I have to be sober.
Where's...
Ish.
Where's my fucking lesson?
It's 2 hours and 45 minutes away.
Okay. Not bad.
No, it's pretty bad.
I don't know. Fuck. I don't know. You're in a predicament, man. I don't know.
I am. Because I also don't want to miss out on having this friend for life. But I also don't want to tell him that I'm uncomfortable going such a far distance. Like, honestly, I would be so fine, but, like, I also really want to go to Mount Lassen right now.
I think you can go with more.
Don't do it.
Yeah, Rob, I think Rob has a good point. Don't do it. I think you should just go with more people.
No, the just 2.5 hours driving.
You could also
it's so far.
Group gathering, and I just don't know it because I'm an idiot with social cues.
Just ask him, like, who else is coming?
And I plan to do that in person because I'm terrible over text.
Just text him, say, yo, who else is coming?
I can't. I want to throw up when that happens.
Oh my god, then throw up, girl. You've thrown up before. That's
not
a fact.
Not in an actual, like, I will throw up way. It's in a, it'll make my stomach hurt for days way. In a way that I won't.
You've had tummy aches.
No, this is like a
bitch, double down. Bitch, look at me in the eyes and double down. I'm giving you advice. You should fucking text him. You need to find out now. You cannot text him and you not tell him in that person.
I can wait.
I know you can't, but that would suck if you ask him in person and he's just like, no. Then you're locked in. You can't. I know you're not going to say no and not go to Mount Lassen. And then if you're like already about to go, wait, are you going to see him beforehand?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Never mind. All the dramas.
Dumbass.
I'm not a dumbass. Sean.
My God. Get your head out of here.
But literally.
Shut up. You're not even here. You're a robot.
You're a fucking robot, you fucking short ass mustache.
I want you to know, like,
Johnny
she can't
Depp
see you, so
looking
you're the
ass. Charlie, who does Sean look like?
A gremlin.
He wasn't expecting that.
Fucking gremlin looking ass.
I answered honestly.
Oh, thank you. That's so
first
funny.
Thing that came to mind.
Thanks. Thanks, Rob. You killed her. She's like, she can't stop laughing.
I'm good. I'm glad. I'm glad I could kill her with my laughter.
Yeah. I'm the handsome one. He's the funny one. All right, what were you saying again?
I forgot. I started to sweat.
We were talking about, oh, going to the mountains. You should not.
I think I might if I talk to him on Monday and he's like, oh, yeah, we're going to be going with this group of friends. Because it could just be us going with a group of friends that I know really well because I've hung out with them and him in the same group before.
Yes.
But I just need to confirm and I can't do that over text because it makes, it, like, I stop eating if I have to send a text like that when my head is so filled up with these terrible thoughts.
Yeah. Because this person might hate you, maybe, potentially, or might you might overthink. I don't know. Well, I don't know what might come of it. I don't know. If I may ask. Like, it's just like...
So, if I...
It's like, I know it's anxiety and, like, the fear.
It's not an actual, like, logical thing. I understand
yeah, of course.
That.
Yeah.
But still, I would rather be able to eat than send a fucking text. So...
Yeah, no, 100%.
Like, let's go for the better option here.
No, 100%. I'm just, like... Because I've been, like, when I've been really, like, down and, like, that... When I get really anxious about stuff like that, I totally understand the mindset of that. I was just curious. What? What did you forget?
I didn't forget anything. My friend forgot to give me my clip back.
Your clip?
Yeah.
Watch
Why are you
my
looking
clip.
At your
Ooh, exposed first name, last name.
What?
First name, last name.
I said exposed first name, last name.
Don't expose first name, last name.
I will not be doing that because if I, like, no. I'm not even using my legal name right now because if my names get exposed, if anybody sees my name, because my name will be on a very public website, so I can't.
Oh, let, yeah. Oh,
I
yeah.
literally cannot violate HIPAA by telling you where I work or the names of any of my coworkers or the kids that I work with.
Her name is Charles Smith.
Thank you. Because it could jeopardize.
Are you talking
my
about James
lives.
Charles?
No,
Charles. The one and only James Charles.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. No, no, Charles. This is the lady I'm with right now, Charles.
Yeah, I live an interesting life. I could be assassinated at any time. Not actually assassinated, most likely just hate crime.
It could be the latter.
I think they're about the same thing. At a point, I mean, why do you assassinate someone? Because you hate them.
Well, right. But
and
like,
it's usually a crime to assassinate people. So I'm
that's,
just saying.
That's yeah, one way of looking at a crime.
It's
one.
It's done out of pure hatred. Like, an assassination is usually planned, paid for, done very inconspiciously. A hate crime.
I pretend to be this dumb for content. I'm not that. Like, you know, I'm just kidding.
Well, no, I still need to feel the need to explain these things.
No,
who are you, Sean?
Yeah, and I'm autistic, so I like this shit is gonna be right and this shit is gonna be explained, especially on the internet. So
yeah, no, me and Rob make sure we have facts, and if not, we just say we're just two dumb idiots on a podcast. And
we're well,
on.
I mean, we're two dumb guys on a podcast, no matter what. Like, my opinion means like less than dirt. Like, I want everyone to know
just
that.
$1 million. Also, Rob, while we're sitting here at 20 minutes, you want to read an ad for Charlie so she can.
Shit, ad. This ad is brought to you by, as you can obviously tell, I got nothing. Hold on.
What the fuck do you mean? You always have something.
By shrimp. Sometimes they're jumbo. Sometimes they're not so bo.
What?
Yeah.
You just give up. How high are you?
I said shrimp. There's sometimes like jumbo shrimp, and then I ran out of things after jumbo. Oh, like there's pistol shrimp. There's mantis shrimp. There's
no longer an advertisement.
There's coconut shrimp.
There's coconut shrimp.
What about coconut
shrimp? Cocaine?
Yeah, please talk about cocaine.
There's I don't know if that has to do with shrimp.
I met all of my boyfriend's friends on cocaine. For the very first time.
That's always a great way to meet your boyfriend's friends.
Like the most, like these are some.
I'm
of
always
the most
like I'm not bringing my girl around unless she's on coke.
And I was like the most important people in his life, basically, outside of his family and now myself. I met, as they started to arrive, I did a line of cocaine, and then I continued to do lines throughout the night for quite a long, it was no longer night, let's be real here, with all of his friends until everybody went to bed.
Nice.
I think I'm not gonna take a picture of Charlie for the thumbnail on this one.
Why?
Don't worry. All we know is that they have a first name and a last name.
Julie, oh, I don't want to my name.
Oh no, no, no. My name is fine, but I change my hair color frequently that nobody be able to actually recognize me.
This is Xavier Down. That's actually a real person's name. I shouldn't say that. I was gonna finish like a full person's name. I don't like. But
good job. You pulled a Rob, Sean.
I didn't say it. You know, what did I say? Tell me the name I just said.
I'm not going to repeat it.
Xavier, Professor Xavier is what I was saying.
Wow.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut now.
I'm on it. My brain is connected before I even connected it. It was Charles, Professor Charles
I would
Xavier.
Hope your brain is connected. I hope it's not just like floating in your skull.
I'm making all your jokes for you.
Yeah, no, I'm so... No, that's why I have guests. They finish my jokes for me and they carry the show. Me and Robert are not funny. We suck at it. We're terrible. We're not funny.
Funny when I'm high enough.
Hey, every once in a while, my guests are funny.
Yeah, we have, usually, who do we usually bring on? We brought Wyatt on before. Who else we brought Clay.
He was really good. I wish I could have stayed longer. I wish I wasn't busy that day.
Oh, yeah. Wyatt was, you should have heard a story about religion. Have you grown up religious at all? Like, what's your experience with the religion? That's usually a good topic.
Not a good one.
No, I don't know if that's a good topic.
No. Like, it's a great topic.
No,
share
it's a good
your,
topic, like, but, like, your... my experience with religion is not a good one.
No, that's great. Please share, like, what was your experience?
My mom likes to pretend to be a witch.
Okay, this is the perfect fucking question for everybody.
I love how this just, like, oh, yeah.
You all doubted
me. My mom was a witch.
You doubted me, wrong.
No, absolutely not. My mom pretends to be a witch. She doesn't know Jack, and she doesn't actually research anything, and so she really just does, like, a lot of closed practices. Mind you, okay. I'm autistic, and I find religion extremely interesting, so I've done a lot of like deep dive research into religion. I don't practice any of them.
I participate in a lot of them.
I sometimes participate, but only when I feel necessary. I believe what I call in. I believe in what I call the universe.
Yeah.
I don't believe that we should be naming gods or godly power.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the name God itself is honestly
derogatory. Not derogatory.
Not derogatory.
But
it's a negative term.
It's like
for
a.
Sure.
It's more of like redundant also.
It's redundant and it's fear-mongering.
I get it. Yeah.
And after looking into just so many religions, for example, Christianity, Catholicism, Islamic, I'm a little high right now, so my brain is not pulling up the best bracket list.
See, Sean, I'm not the only one. You should join the club.
I find it incredibly interesting, and so...
Of course, yeah, me and Rob tried to discuss those things, too.
I was,
when we're high.
Quote-unquote, raised Christian. I would not call it Christian. My grandparents were very judgmental up until, like, 2 years ago, which would have been really nice growing up, considering myself.
Yeah.
But, like, I was raised on the Christian Bible, and I was pretty much exclusively raised on the New Testament, which I do not approve of. I also don't approve of people only raising on, you know, the Old Testament. But I do think that if we consider both and we look at their pros and cons and their flaws, Christianity can be taken in some valor.
I also feel like people get it's the most like scrutinized because it's the most popular, it's the biggest
right.
religion, you know. That's,
I don't think I'm putting it under scrutiny.
No,
right
not
now,
well.
I
feel like everything should be held to scrutiny. You know what I mean? A little bit,
well,
not like
I
it's
think you're using that term
way.
Incorrectly.
Maybe I am.
Yeah.
I'm
high. Wow, Sean.
But scrutiny can is similar to torture, let's put it that way.
Okay. Maybe I'm way off. Okay.
Yeah. It's
good
a very
job, Sean. You're doing great.
Pros and cons. Like, you're only picking out the very worst details and throwing that out to public. Mm. But I think all religions definitely have their pros and cons, and I think Christianity is definitely one of them. However, I was raised a Christian, and I was baptized at the age of 12 after my request, and I do not think that that was the right choice for me, considering I never followed the faith. A lot of the time, I felt like I should have been hearing things, but what I realized starting today after discussing it with my friend who has done extensive research into schizophrenia for many reasons, that was most likely just early onset schizophrenia. Cute, oh right? My. Yeah. Which means that I still probably have schizophrenia, considering I'm still experiencing those symptoms. But let's be real here. Does it matter? No, because I'm probably going to live
you'll,
until...
You'll know when you'll know.
Yeah, exactly. I'll know when I'll know.
Rob, I don't know. Do you remember... I can relate to you of the schizophrenia story. Rob, do you remember my...
Your friend story?
I will just name him... We'll just name him Rye. His name was Rye. And he...
Like the...
And he lived with my other friend named Rihanna. She doesn't care if I give her name. She's an artist. She's a musician. Like,
wait, I figured out who this Brett person is.
I was there during college, and we were hanging out. I was making music, first time ever. And this guy was very cool, very nerdy, very cool, and he would help out with a little bit. And he was very talented, but he was just kind of doing his own thing.
This person is a piece of bread.
Yeah, he's very white, and he...
No, I was literally considering... No, like, rye bread. Like, you get it? Like, rye?
Oh, God. Bread. Oh, my God. Anyways, he's... Rye was, you know, he was partying with us, drinking with us, smoking with us, helping a little bit with music, and slowly over time, things were chill, but he just didn't talk very much, and one day, he was hanging out, and... He got offended and mad that, like, we never asked him to, like, help with the music and was, like, upset about that. And I was like, okay, I kind of get that, the jealousy that I'm always hanging out with Rihanna and, you know, I'm never inviting him or whatever. But we're doing our own thing. Like, I'm not asking you, not because I need you, but just because I'm doing my own thing. Like, you can if you want, of course. But we worked it out. We were fine. And then things changed when we were at a party one time. And, like, he got really into God out of nowhere. And... That was a little, you know, weird, but whatever. And
wait, what?
Yeah, and we started. I was like working on music.
The same song since I got here.
We were working on music. Same song. I was working on music, and then he came in and he said, he asked me about God. Like, oh, do I believe in it? I can make you believe in it. I was like, yeah, you know, it's chilling. Like, I'm open to, I don't know, whatever. And he left. Went outside in the living room, and I went out there with them. He looked at everyone. He looked at Rihanna, and he was just like, "This is like." Also, they grew up together. They're foster siblings, right? Like, they're not like siblings, but they were in the same foster house, and they outgrew the foster system, and they lived together, and there was roommates. You know, they're close. He looked at her and everyone at the party, and was just like, "Hey, Rhee, are you gonna are you trying to kill me?" And everyone was like, "Whoa."
Sean, I'm always trying to kill you.
No, stop. And Rihanna was like,
this is a fact. I want that. I want on the record. I want this on the recording. I want this to be known. I'm always trying to kill Sean.
Rihanna was like, "No, bro, you're my brother. I would never want to try to kill you. Why do you think that?" And he's like, "Okay, for sure." And then he like just went into his room and closed the door. And then everyone was like talking to her like, "Are you good? Like, what's going on? Like, you need to move out and this and that." And things just got real scary, and yeah, but he got help eventually. Once we learned, we didn't know what was happening though. Like, he just did that out of nowhere, so that was terrifying. But then we learned it was schizophrenia, and we're like, "Oh, you're chilling. So with your brother instead, because they have a history of that with their family. It's not bad. You know, it sounds scary, but it didn't do anything."
Right. See, I don't have a proper family history. I don't know anything about my father's side, but I do know that my grandmother showed some serious signs of schizophrenia. And I don't mean my, like, regular grandmother. I call my regular grandma something else. This is my great-grandmother that I'm referring to. But she did things like chase my mom down the street with a hammer and then, like, had no memory of it. Because,
oh, Jesus.
Like, all she remembers was the urge to go and to do. And so that's, like, that's all she can remember. And then she was blacked out for the rest of it. She was screaming at my mom that she was going to kill her down the street with a hammer. Raising the air. And it was because my mom didn't clean up sleeping bags after my mom had already rolled them up twice. And my mom's sister and cousin unrolled them both times. And she no longer wanted to do it. She wanted my grandma to make them do it. and they didn't. And so my grandma just, all of a sudden, this is how my mom tells it, just got really mad. The hammer was out on the kitchen counter for some reason. She grabbed the hammer and went out the garage door. The garage is usually open for no reason. And started chasing my mom down the street with the hammer.
I'm so high. I'm like trying to process.
A hammer? What?
That wasn't the only occurrence. There's another time. So after I was born, like right after my grandmother moved.
There was another time with the hammer.
Not with the hammer, but there was another time where like an episode.
Oh, okay.
Was first,
sorry.
That, like I've heard about. They don't tell me much about her like episodes, but I've heard that she had them frequently and that they were kind of serious, and that's why she eventually got put into like an old people's apartment. But there was this one time that she was alone in her apartment that was down the street from my grandparents' house. My mom had just had me, and like everybody was asleep, and my grandma, barefoot in her pajamas, is at our front door ringing the doorbell repeatedly, banging on the door, banging to be let in because somebody's trying to kill us.
Yeah.
And she's really worried about the baby in the house, me at the time. And the only reason I know this is because I was listening when I shouldn't have been.
I feel like I'm hosting a true crime podcast right now.
I mean, kind of, but
a little bit. This is a trauma podcast now.
But like, this is genuinely like what my grandmother was, or my great grandmother.
Yeah, I'm sorry you had to go through this.
I didn't have to go through it.
No, this is fucking rough. I feel bad. Yeah. Like this,
family trauma.
But like, it was seriously crazy. My grandparents let her in, and then she stayed the night there to make sure that nobody was gonna kill us, but that wasn't really a thing. And then, a couple years later, after my third brother was born, or sorry, not my third, my second brother was born, they finally decided that it was time to put her in a proper home that could care for her. And so they moved her into this, like, old people's apartment complex, and there was this person always at the front desk. There was somebody posted there 24/7, regardless.
No, it gets bad when you have to put them away because
that's the thing. She was completely unassisted. She could live completely unassisted. We just needed to make sure that she wasn't going to harm herself at night.
When situations get so bad, like they must have been like a long time, and like a lot of stuff must have been like building up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, this is also pretty common for a 60-year-old and that's schizophrenic.
Because you guys didn't just. You know, send her away after the first time. It like happened many times, and I understand like the love for your family. And,
and she was still close by. It's not like they put her up for good, and she still had free reign to visit. But if she was leaving at night, the only difference for her was that if she was leaving at night, they made sure that she left safely and that she had an actual reason. And if it seemed like she was having an episode, they would escort her back to bed, and they would either stay with her or call one of us to stay with her. It wasn't a nursing home situation in any way. It wasn't a her being watched or her needing help with anything. It was literally just so that
she'd be safe.
She could make her own decisions. Yeah. Like if she didn't have that, we would be coddling her.
Yeah.
Or we would have been. Sorry, she's dead now. Yeah. But like we would have been coddling her if we hadn't put her in her own place.
Because you don't
place.
Know properly like how to like
exactly.
Care
we didn't want her to feel coddled, needing to live in the cramped house already.
Because well, his family, you're also gonna overcare and overworry.
Exactly.
About them.
And so we did what she requested, and we put.
Oh, she requested.
Yeah. Like wasn't our idea on our own. We like she sat us down and said, "Hey, like." I know you guys have been talking about this.
Oh, wow.
Because she did, and we weren't, like, talking about it in a negative way. We were just like, you know, these are some options. You keep doing this, it's not safe. And she was like, yeah, I know. And so she was totally willing to live there. She loved her neighbors, dude. She became best friends with, like, three people on her floor, and then the rest of them came naturally. she lived on the bottom floor, and her window was, like, directly across the gazebo, so people always saw her. And they knew her, and they would wave at her, and they would talk to her, and they would stop her and be like, oh, hi, how are you, like, doing? Because she would wave at them when they were relaxing in the gazebo. And so she just learned how to make friends with everybody. She was living the dream, dude.
Low community.
Literally, she was having, like, little parties with these old people. It was great. She loved it. But she eventually died shortly after her second battle with breast cancer. And at that point, it had gotten so bad that we had to keep her on bed rest because she couldn't function for herself. There was one time that she got so mad at my mom that she didn't buy her a crunchy taco. It was like the last 2 weeks.
Sorry.
The last 2 weeks. And she had requested a taco from Taco Bell and a Diet Pepsi. And so my mom bought her two soft tacos and a Diet Pepsi. Well, when my mom handed her the tacos, and she realized that they were not crunchy tacos, and she only wanted the crunchy tacos. Mind you, she, her gums had been so swollen that she couldn't put her dentures in for multiple months at this time. And so, like, she had been talking funny. She hadn't been able to eat any, like, real solid food in a hot minute. But she still threw the taco at my mother. I watched this happen, by the way.
Oh my gosh.
I was there for this. She threw the taco at my mother and then refused to eat the other one and only drank the Diet Pepsi.
Yeah, why diet? My Pepsi.
This is old.
And why in that order?
My great-grandmother actually was hooked on Diet Pepsi, and now I have to limit myself to 2 cups at work, or else I would drink 6, and I have before.
Oh my god.
She literally got me hooked on it. She Pavloved me into every time I went over to having the Diet Pepsi and Oreos, and now, like, I'm addicted to those 2 things.
Pepsi and Oreos.
Yeah, they literally cannot be left in the house, or I
will. No, Oreos are gas, though.
It's ridiculous. My mom stopped buying the, like, big packs, and now only buys them in the prepackaged, like, 2 packs.
Yeah.
So that way she can say you can only have 2 a day.
Oh.
Because it gets that bad. I've made myself throw up multiple times on Oreos. Literally, so many times.
You should have a wild.
I was in a family pack of double stuffed by myself.
I know I had too many Oreos, dog.
Literally,
the double stuffed Oreos.
I've literally eaten an entire family pack by myself in under an hour.
No, you did not.
Yes.
Oh my god, I've eaten a big bag of family tacos. Same thing. I am disgusting.
I am. No, it is not the same thing.
Chips.
I have also done that. They are not the same.
They're not the same thing. Oh my gosh, man, I hate that you know.
Because not only with the vomiting, like, it's not just vomiting that occurs when you eat an entire family pack of double stuffed Oreos. like
this is like an infomercial about what happens if you eat too many Oreos. Like, warning, if you eat too many Oreos, listen to this right here.
Yeah, I got lucky because at my job with the kids, we serve Oreos for snack time. We have a choice between chocolate chip and Oreo cookie if you eat snack.
You should do an Oreo stacking competition or a cream. See how many creams you can cut out from every sandwich to make the thickest Oreo.
We can't do that because we have too many kids that would literally just walk by it and rip the cookies off the plate before anybody else got to touch them. And I mean that in the best way possible. They just genuinely don't.
Rip the Oreo stack.
Yeah. Kiddos.
Oh well, it'd be like that sometimes.
Well, their cognitive ability is that of like approximately a 2-year-old, some of them, and I'm not saying that in a bad way. They still find a way to communicate with me, but like some of them genuinely do not understand things, and like we have to.
Some functions are more developed than others.
Exactly, and they're like, because of that, they also don't remember the rules week to week, and so we have to continuously work on these things. Months at it, like one step at a time, so we're working on one thing for about a month because we only see these kids one day a week, and so we're working on the same thing over and over again, and then we switch, and sometimes they regress and they forget the skills that they've learned, and so we do get back to that point where maybe they're not hitting everybody anymore, but now they're taking food off of everybody's plate during snack time, and we can't stop them because they're almost bigger than us, you know. It's a weird job. But what I was saying about the Oreos, yeah, I got lucky because they're the gluten-free kind. They're actually called Glutinos. They're a very popular gluten-free Oreo substitute. And they're absolutely disgusting. They taste like cock.
The JoJo's are better from Trader Joe's.
Yeah, I know that, but we can't buy those ones because those ones also have things that our kids are allergic to.
Oh.
Yeah, so we have to, like, include everybody's allergies in our, like, snack time
plus
diet.
Plus, it's like school lunch, so where everything is, like, allergy-proof.
No. So this is literally, we go to Costco and we buy Skinny Pop because it's allergen friendly. It's made in like a tree nut free environment.
What's Skinny Pop?
Yeah. And then.
Isn't that the popcorn
stuff? And then we serve corn chips. And they are.
Ooh, addicting. I love corn chips. Corn chips are so good.
Yeah, the corn chips are literally addicting. Many of our kids actually have told me, I've had 2 of them verbalize in this exact manner that they are addicting. And then we also have cut up apples and bananas, and they're the same apples and bananas every week, and if they don't have them, then we just don't have apples or bananas that week. And same thing with the popcorn and chips and the Ritz crackers and the Glutinos, Oreos, and then
what time is snack time? I'm trying to show up.
You're legally not allowed in the building.
I'm legally not allowed in the building.
Yeah,
but I'm legally also not allowed in the building.
No, you're completely banned from the building because you do not have a child going there. If you walk in, we have to call the police immediately.
Do I look like I can pretend I'm a child in 3 trench coats, you know? That would probably bringing a trench coat would be like terrible.
Because of the nature of our job and where the building is located, we have a high homeless population.
Oh,
and they
true.
Sometimes wander into our building, and so
no,
we have
really?
To we have to confront them, and we have to have 911 dialed and ready to be like called because of the children that we
and
have
vulnerable children
and
too.
Extremely vulnerable children, and so we have to have our and this is the only person who's allowed to deal with this one if it's not the boss who noticed that this person is standing there, an instructor or a supervisor has to stand there. Somebody else goes to get the boss. Like we wave somebody to go get the boss, and then the boss has gotten and notifies the supervisor that they need to call 911 and have it on speed dial. And then the boss talks to the person and asks them nicely to leave. If they don't, then the four of us that are prepared, because we have that one person that was waved to go get them. We have me standing there, and then we have our boss standing there. Then we all prepare to barricade because we have shelves that are bolted into the floor for this purpose, and then we have a very small entryway to avoid kids getting in and out when they're not supposed to, and to avoid people like this. We also have a child gate placed there when program is in session and drop off and pick up are no longer, you know, readily available. Like, so we have scheduled times where we open the gate, but the gate stays closed unless we're needing to go in and out for whatever reason. And so we'll barricade behind that gate, which is also easy to push away if conflict begins. Because it can become a tripping hazard if, you know, it's on the floor while there are four people trying to fight off this person trying to get to our children for whatever reason. Because they could also just see the snack, you know, sitting on the table, the food, and be very hungry and high and not understand that they're not allowed in this place. This is not a restaurant for them. And granted, it doesn't look like a restaurant, but when you're on that many drugs and you are homeless and you are hungry, you're going to think that like that. And I know that.
Yes.
And so... There was
once. Oh, there's some
multiple instances.
Oh, really?
And so this is why we have this protocol in place. So if there is a person that we do not have, you know, listed, or we don't know, because we know all the faces that are allowed to pick up our kids, we have to. And if we don't recognize you, then we put the protocol in place. And so. This is literally every time you see an unfamiliar face.
This is why I made that joke about coming in. I wanted to know the security of this place. I just wanted to know that you guys are taking it seriously. These kids are important, dog.
These kids are extremely important.
Yeah.
Our security...
Because there's people up there that want to hurt kids, and that's pretty fucked up.
What? Oh, yeah. There's people, yeah. Yeah, they just fucked up.
It's true. It's true.
It's not just kids, like, but in this case, in this case, because our program exclusively serves autistic kids, when things like this happen, it is a hate crime because it is targeting autistic kids.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
Yeah.
It's even more fucked.
It is incredibly fucked. And we've had it happen.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What? Well, if you may goddamn. Divulge some of the craziest things that have happened in your
like
workspace.
With the kids or with the adults?
The adults would be more I think would be more entertaining.
I've heard of multiple parents sleeping with fathers.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, sorry, what?
Like,
hold on.
Like,
wait,
there's a whole sex chain.
There's a whole sex chain in this work environment?
Yeah.
Okay, please explain.
It's really hard to because I can't give you the
obviously no names. But
I know multiple of my coworkers that have slept with parents, and I know-
Parents of these kids?
Yes.
That is crazy.
And I also know multiple parents who have slept with parents.
Okay, it's not that as crazy.
No, it's still pretty fucking crazy because they're in like married, committed relationships and they're sleeping with each other and they like. The only reason I know this is because I have to walk the kids all the way out to the car, and sometimes the parents will say things while their kids are in the car and they're like walking around to the vehicles and they'll be like, oh yeah, you know, see, whatever, and I pick up on it because my job is to read social cues when I'm there. I can't do that afterwards. I literally can't even do that at my other job, but my job there is to have myself trained to pick up on these specific social cues, because I'm also supposed to tell the kids not to do these things, especially if it's regarding this kind of sexual nature. And so it's literally my job to notice when these things are happening. And so I pick up on it, and their kids don't. And now I know that the parents of my children who are in fully committed relationships are sleeping with each other, and I don't know what to do with that information. And I actually chose not to share it with anybody except for you guys. Not even my coworkers know about this.
That's just a Rob and Sean show exclusive right there.
Yeah, because again, all of these parents are parents of autistic children that come to my program.
What is the class of like the work level? These guys, it's like city. It's not a city.
No, it's everywhere.
It's not a city job. But what kind of job is this called? Like, I don't know. I don't know. It's
like
educational.
No. We're legally not really.
It pays the bills.
Legally, we can't classify ourselves as anything but like program instructors.
Program instructors.
Yeah,
okay,
like we're legally not allowed to classify ourselves.
So it's program. Got it.
And you're a mentor.
Got it. So other instructors are just like sleeping with like parents and stuff like that.
Yeah, I know of at least two.
That's.
And I know of one of my coworkers who gave another one of my coworkers chlamydia. Either of them started working there. And I also know that specific person who gave her chlamydia also said that he never wanted to work with kids because he hated kids and he didn't even want to have kids of his own. And he ended up working at my job. And he does an absolutely terrible job and it drives me crazy. I actually lectured him today because he keeps writing these like one sentence notes. We have to write notes on all of the kids' behaviors because it's a one-to-one program. And so he only writes one line. We're given 4 to 5 for each category of things that we're supposed to be noting. And he writes one line for like just about everything. And it drives me nuts because today he had a particularly difficult kid that has trouble with being appropriate in a sexual manner and swearing. Yeah. And so we need to know exactly the nature of...
Does he just write, like, curse word?
We can't write that. We have to actually write, like, fuck, shit, bitch.
Oh, fuck,
like,
okay.
Like, we have to genuinely... If, like, today he told a kid something about a 69, and we should be putting that...
That's a classic.
Verbiage.
Classic number.
The book.
That, yeah.
And we need to be putting that... Because we need to figure out where this behavior came from, why he's targeting this particular kid, or why he's targeting kids in general when he's using this language, but only using profanity with the instructors.
You guys are the FBI for these fucking
literally
kids. Holy shit. You guys
literally.
You guys are, like, profiling all these kids, like, psychological profiles.
I'm supposed
like, why
to be...
Did you say it?
What my job should be classified as is a behavioral therapist, but because I'm not schooled for
you're
that...
You're a program runner,
I'm a program, I'm a program instructor because I can't legally be classified as a behavioral therapist.
Yeah.
And it's because they can't pay me more than $16 an hour. Mind you, we get $5,000 per head a day.
You don't get that.
No. Yeah. But literally every kid that walks in, every time they step foot in our building, as long as we document it, we get $5,000. Every time they walk in.
At the bowling alley, you get unlimited bowling for $16.99.
That's a lot of balls.
You know, I think that's a better deal, you know what I'm saying?
Like,
I would much rather take the bowling alley deal.
Like, this is
that's my personal opinion, just saying.
Yeah,
I got myself real deep into the shit. It's kind of bad. I'm now going to be.
Why do you love these kids so much? I know you love them. I know you love them. That's why.
I'm taking.
Sean, someone has to care for the
so
kids.
So that I can be a boss for my boss, so that I can help her run the program during the summer, and that's why I'm going to be taking my leave of absence. But I've only been at the program for a year, because we have such high turnover rate. I am probably the fifth longest lasting instructor.
Oh Jesus! That's probably why they're like, "Yo, promote this girl right now." She was just
literally
give this girl a raise.
$1 raise.
That's a raise still.
$17 an hour to get spit, piss, shit, like my hair pulled. I had a kid bite a chunk out of my hair this week. Literally bit a chunk out of my hair. No joke.
Do you hear this, Rob?
What?
I had a 4-year-old bite a chunk out of my hair.
What do you mean a chunk out of your hair? Like just
he bit a chunk out of my hair. He bit off the ends of my hair, like a chunk.
Gross.
And then he pulled.
I mean, I'm sorry, but gross.
And scratched my glasses off.
She also had duct tape on her multiple times.
Not duct tape, masking tape. But
no, I can't imagine the things that these little children would.
All children.
Do you want me to just go through my week? Like, I can just tell you the crazy things that happened just this week.
That's good content. Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah, go quick. Go pop off. Fill my tea with this key, please. Tea, please. Oh my god, I can't English.
Why can't I remember who I had on Monday? Okay, so each day I have a different set of kids. Each day there is a different age group. It switches back between 4 to 7 and 8 to 12. On Monday, why am I blinking so hard on what I did on Monday? Oh my good gracious.
Because you don't actually have a job.
No, I do have a job, I swear to God.
It's exposed that you don't actually. Sean doesn't have a job. I don't have a job. You don't have a job.
So I know. Okay, we'll do what happened on Tuesday. On Tuesday, I had a kid try and sit on me. A nonverbal, older boy. He's in the 8 to 12 age group. I don't know his exact age. But he wanted to sit on the couch and do basically nothing. And we can't let that happen when the program is basically designed to help kids learn how to socialize. And so I was trying to force him to get up, and he eventually just tried to sit on me. And then he pushed me onto the couch because he was mad that I wouldn't let him sit down. And then he raced me. We have a room filled with couches. So we're last bit. He raced me around the room trying to sit on every couch in the room. And when I wouldn't let him, he tried to hit me in the face.
He was like, you won't let me sit on this couch, I'm gonna sit on every single couch.
Yeah.
I love that mindset, but also I'm sorry that he tried to hit you in the face.
Yeah. And then we ended up playing with slime when he realized I wasn't gonna let him sit on the couch. And he tried to wipe the slime on my shirt. I don't know why he did this to me.
I don't know why I was targeted.
Sean, you're always the target.
Okay, let's see. I had a very sweet girl usually, but yesterday she's big for her age, and I don't mean fat. I just mean large. Like, she's tall and she's wide and she's built like a freaking tank, dude. Like, she's got a lot of muscle to her, and she is completely nonverbal and chooses not to use words most of the time. But she gets really upset when we don't let her do things. And from the get-go, she was really upset with me. So she was pushing me, and she knocked me over twice in the middle of this. But I needed to get her to wash her hands. I needed to get her to the bathrooms to wash her hands, and I needed to get her to take her shoes off before I could let her go play. And so she ended up pushing me over twice because she wanted to bring the dolls to wash her hands in the bathroom. And I ended up carrying all of them to the bathroom so that we could wash hands.
So you can see that she washed her hands too.
Yeah. And so we ended up doing that, and we washed hands, and we got to the boundary. And then she ended up being my buddy. And that was fine, but she continued to push on me. And then she tried to eat food off of somebody else's plate. And I don't mean just like somebody got up and was done. I mean, she tried to reach over to their plate while they were eating and take food off of their plate. And we can't let that happen regardless of their ability level. And so when I wouldn't let her do that, she started eating food off the floor. And then I finally had to say, even though we were still hungry because we wouldn't say please for chips. Mind you, we don't starve the kids. I had already given her 4 servings of chips. She wanted more, and she kept trying to eat them off the ground and off of other people's plates, and I couldn't let that happen. And so I finally just had to say, we're all done with snack. And so we went to wash hands. And
no more chips.
But that was rough, because she did knock me over a couple times. That really hurt. My tailbone is still sore. Today I had, honestly, a fantastic day. I played Humpty Dumpty Falls Off a Wall. It's this little brick wall. No. It's a brick wall game, and you poke out the bricks, and when Humpty Dumpty falls, you lose.
I played that game. I used to go to a summer camp, but I did the same thing.
Yeah, we have one. But instead of just us knocking it down, we also each had to build our own clown army on either side. And so we did. And so today was pretty interesting. For some reason, I cannot remember what Monday was like. Why can't I remember what I did on Monday?
Mondays are a forgetful day.
No, Mondays are not a forgetful day. Mondays are my favorite days.
Ew. I'm just kidding. Rob, do you enjoy Mondays?
I'm going to pull a Garfield and be... I'm going to be a... I love lasagna, but I hate Mondays.
For sure.
I mean, I like today is pre-Friday. Can't wait for tomorrow, which is Friday.
Me too. I'm about to go fucking drink. Son and stuff, of a gun.
So. I was up front on Monday even. Who did I ask? Goodness gracious. I know all of my kids by name.
Well, first name, last name shouldn't be.
Well, it doesn't matter what their name is, but until I can remember, I can't tell you what I did on Monday.
Fair enough.
All I remember was sitting on the floor and playing games, watching my buddy have a hard time with the only kid who had a meltdown that day. Because I can't remember why he had a meltdown, but he had a hard time.
I think this episode should be called The Hard Life of a Program Instructor.
It'd be rough out here, you know, the young kids, it's just rough.
Rob is just so high, and he's just really happy. He didn't have to do anything this episode,
that's
really.
Great. I'm still thinking about who I have.
No, I've been taking it all in, and I mean, I just... It's rough. Like, I mean, it's, it sounds like she has a rough job, but she enjoys her work, and it... But I mean, it just... This is her... That's her job.
You took
the
spark notes of her story, dog.
Okay, I can literally remember who everyone but me had. Like, I'm remembering... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 coworkers, but myself.
This is Charlie at all times, I want you to know.
Like, this isn't just because I'm high. It's 9 o'clock. This isn't just because I'm high. This is because...
Oh, whoa, it is 9 o'clock. That's just crazy.
I have an alarm set to tell me that it's 9 o'clock. Don't be alarmed.
Sean, you're just lucky you're low and then I'm so high.
Like, who the... What the fuck was I doing on Monday? I was really stoned when I went on Monday because it's super... The Monday kids are just like... I understand them because none of them talk and most of them act like I did as a child.
I feel like... They do?
Yeah. So I had two modes as a child. I was either completely nonverbal or I was a chatterbox that couldn't shut up. Yeah.
I'm glad I had
I'm glad she can talk because I can
for this episode because I really
still go nonverbal.
Well, I'm glad you didn't.
I've done it at work.
No, I know, I've been there.
Yeah.
But I'm there for you, homie.
It mostly just happens when I'm too overwhelmed and overstimulated and then I lose my voice box.
You live the hard life of a program instructor.
Of an autistic person.
I think we should end the episode right there. Give it a good hour. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Sean and Rob show. I was just interviewing my friend Charlie over here. And Woo! Charlie, do you want to say anything to close out? Like, do you want to say, like, what's up? Or
I love my children. And I'm wait, not before, absolutely wait, before an experienced
this person
child helper.
Leaves, we need a... Since we don't want to take a picture of them, what famous person name Charlie can we use?
Charlie said it's fine.
Like, that part's fine. I just can't give you my legal name.
Oh, that's
fine.
That's okay,
the part that's going to help you find me.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was going to make a meme about, like, taking a photo of some random famous person named Charlie.
No, don't make any memes about me. I want my actual picture of you.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, Sean, I can't shave my face, too. I also have a fat cut on my fucking lips.
Oh, you said you had a fat cock, and I was going to laugh so hard.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, I have a fat cock in my mouth, so I can't fucking shave my face.
No,
there's
just
a
don't
huge,
make a
huge cock in my mouth.
Hey, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put him down. Rob has a giant cock. I'm his best friend. I had to put him
That's
down.
Not what I was saying.
Rob has the biggest cock every now and then. That's
please,
the Rob and Sean show, everyone. Please come back next week.
I have no comment to what goes on downstairs.
Thank you.